firstly, myself and Piers Doherty wrote to the outgoing minister, Pascal Donoghue, and he said it wasn't his responsibility. Then we wrote to the central bank and they now have done the same. I am now stating very clearly that the next government needs to commit to a fully funded MICA redress scheme, and they also have to ensure that the banks and financial institutions step up to the plate on this 10% contribution. This talk of a 0% loan, but there has to be more than that on the table. After all, it's in the interest of the banks and financial institutions to restore these homes.
Is this going to take legislation? Because it would appear on the face of it that at the moment all you can do and all the government or the central bank can do is ask the banks to do so. They can't at this point in time, not to put too fine a point on it, be coerced.
Yes, I mean, I accept that that is the case right now. We can't stand over that. I know from speaking to a large number of families, they will struggle to make up that 10% contribution. And we cannot leave any families behind. That's why I commend the MICA Action Group. You know, they've been engaging with the banks and financial institutions over recent months, but they haven't got confirmation on this matter. Another issue for the next government is if the banks and financial institutions are not stepping up, you will have to look at legislation, and there also has to be a revisiting of this 10%. No families can be left behind, and that all has to be looked at after the next election.